craft brewing is just continues to rocket. There's somewhere in the neighborhood of 140 or so craft brewers in Colorado, and they're making great beers in all sorts of styles, you know, English-style ales, American-style, real hoppy India pale ales, Belgian-style sour ales, whatever you want, you can get in Colorado.
Craft beers are no longer a well-kept secret. That means competition from major breweries. What form does that competition take?
Major breweries, the two large brewers, Anheuser-Busch InBev and Miller Coors, have undertaken programs where they will buy small brewers, or they'll do their own research and development, or they'll buy pieces of small brewers. In the case of Miller Coors, we see beers like Blue Moon or Leinenkugel's, which are 100% owned by Miller Coors, but you can't tell that it's made by a giant brewing company that's more interested globally in profits than necessarily employing people and being parts of their communities locally.
You're speaking to us from the Brewers Association in Boulder, Colorado, right?
Yeah.
There's a rule for what defines a craft brewery. There's a limit on production.
Yeah, a craft brewery is under 6 million barrels a year, and that's about 3% of the U.S. beer industry. Independent, so that a large brewer can't own more than 25% of the company, and also traditional, and by that we mean not using adjunct grains like corn and rice, which lighten the flavor of the beer rather than, enhance the flavor as you get in all malt beers.
Okay, so this campaign is really about defending your little 3% of the market.
Craft brewers have about 6% of the market right now, and that is true. We feel like the beer drinker has a right to know who's behind the brands of beer that are out there, and right now that information is being kept somewhat of a secret by not being on the labels of the beer. We're not telling people what they should drink, but we think people have a right to know that, and that so we're calling for transparency in labeling so that information gets out there.
Now, does that mean legislation? Does that mean like the nutrition labels that are on all our food and beverages? How is that supposed to be done?
At this point, we're just doing a public awareness campaign, trying to bring light onto the issue that this information is being withheld from the beer drinker. At some point in the future, we may petition the Tax and Trade Bureau, which regulates the beer industry, to take steps a little further. You never know that the Federal Trade Commission may decide to get involved somewhere down the line. But at this point, it's really just a public awareness campaign.
What is ground zero for craft brewers? Is it the bar owners that decide which kegs they want to roll up to their taps, or is it the refrigerated cooler and I'm standing in front of trying to decide which six-pack will I buy?
How beer gets to onto the shelves and onto taps is pretty complex. The beer is generally done with a three-tier system, so the beer wholesaler is involved as well as the retailer. Now, in some cases, the retailers default those decisions back to the wholesaler to set their shelves for them. Ideally, the retailer would be paying their own labor to set the shelves and to understand, what brands are out there in terms of what brands they put on their shelves so that customers, can get the beers they want. The retailers are satisfying those customers, and the retailers, can make profit on it. Retailers are becoming more educated, and they are realizing that it's worth making their own decisions for their own reasons. It's been proven that when there's craft beer in the grocery basket, then the ring at the register tends to be about $20 higher than if craft beer is not in that basket. So, retailers look at items like that, and they're starting to make decisions for themselves rather than rely on the wholesalers who are largely tied to the large brewers. Really what we're doing is just trying to let people know that they should look at who's behind the brand. Does your beer come from a small and independent brewer who's, employing people in the community, or does it come from, a large global company?
Paul Gatza, director of the Brewers Association, based in Boulder, thanks very much.
Thank you.